Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather, and on this episode, we are reading through the Bible chronologically. We're using the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation. Today, we are in Joshua chapter 12, verses 7 through 24. Today is the reading of March 26th, and it's the Kings defeated west of the Jordan. So we're going to talk about that today. I know today is actually March the 27th, but our reading is for March the 26th. I'm a little behind. I do apologize for that. So let's go ahead. We'll get into the reading today. So may the Lord God bless the reading of his word today. So the kings defeated west of the Jordan. The following is a list of the kings that Joshua and the Israelite armies defeated on the west side of Jordan, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak, which leads up to Seir. Joshua gave this land to the tribes of Israel as their possession, including the hill country, the western foothills, the Jordan Valley, the mountain slopes, the Judean wilderness, and the Negev. The people who lived in this region were the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. These are the kings Israel defeated: the king of Jericho, the king of Ai near Bethel, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, the king of Gezer, the king of Debir, the king of Gader, the king of Horma, the king of Arad, the king of Libna, the king of Adullam, the king of Makkedah, the king of Bethel, the king of Tapua, the king of Hefer, the king of Aphek, the king of Lasharon, the king of Madon, the king of Hazor, the king of Shimron Meron, the king of Ekshef, the king of Taanach, the king of Megiddo, the king of Kadesh, the king of Jokneam in Carmel, the king of Dor in the town of Nephath Dor, the king of Goyen in Gilgal, the king of Tirzah. In all, 31 kings were defeated. The land yet to be conquered. Joshua 13, verses 1 through 7. When Joshua was an old man, the Lord said to him, "You are growing old, and much land remains to be conquered. This is the territory that remains: all the regions of the Philistines and the Geshurites, the larger territory of the Canaanites, extending from the stream of Shihor on the border of Egypt northward to the boundary of Ekron. It includes the territory of the five Philistine rulers of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. The land of the Avites in the south also remains to be conquered. In the north, the following area has not yet been conquered: all the land of the Canaanites, including Merah, which belongs to the Sidonians, stretching northward to Aphek on the border of the Amorites, the land of the Gebulites, and all of the Lebanon mountain area to the east, from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath, and all the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephoth-Maim, including all the land of the Sidonians. I myself will drive these people out of the lands ahead of the Israelites. So be sure to give this land to Israel as a special possession, just as I have commanded you. Include all this territory as Israel's possession when you divide up this land among the nine tribes in the half-tribe of Manasseh." The land divided east of the Jordan. Joshua chapter 13, verses 8 through 13. Half the tribe of Manasseh and the tribes of Reuben and Gad had already received their grants of land on the east side of the Jordan, for Moses, the servant of the Lord, had previously assigned this land to them. Their territory extended from Aroer, on the edge of the Arnon Gorge, including the town in the middle of the gorge, to the plain beyond Medeba, as far as Dibon. It also included all the towns of King Sihon of the Amorites, who had reigned in Heshbon, and extended as far as the borders of Ammon. It included Gilead, the territory of the kingdoms of Geshur and Maacah, all of Mount Hermon, all of Bashan as far as Seleka, and all the territory of King Og of Bashan, who had reigned in Asheroth and Edrei. King Og was the last of the Rephaites, for Moses had attacked them and driven them out. But the Israelites failed to drive out the people of Geshur and Maacah, so they continued to live among the Israelites to this day. An inheritance for the tribe of Levi. Joshua chapter 13, verse 14. Moses did not assign any allotment of land to the tribe of Levi. Instead, as the Lord had promised them, their allotment came from the offerings burned on the altar to the Lord, the God of Israel. The land given to the tribe of Reuben, Joshua chapter 13, verses 15 to 23. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. Their territory extended from Aor on the edge of the Arnon Gorge, including the town in the middle of the gorge, to the plain beyond Medeba. It included Heshbon and the other towns on the plain, Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephaath, and Kirithaim, Sibma, Zerath Shahar on the hill above the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth. The land of Reuben also included all the towns of the plain and the entire kingdom of Sihon. Sihon was the Amorite king who had reigned in Heshbon and was killed by Moses, along with the leaders of Midian, Evi, Rekem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, princes living in the region who were allied with Sihon. The Israelites had also killed Balaam, son of Beor, who used magic to tell the future. The Jordan River marked the western border for the tribe of Reuben. The towns and their surrounding villages in the area were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. The land given to the tribe of Gad, Joshua chapter 13, verses 24 to 28. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the tribe of Gad. Their territory included Jazor, all the towns of Gilead, and half of the land of Ammon, as far as the town of Aror, just west of Rabbah. It extended from Heshbon to Ramoth Mizpah in Betimon, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Lo Debar. In the valley were Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Sukkoth, Zephon, and the rest of the kingdom of King Sihon of Heshbon. The western boundary ran along the Jordan River, extended as far north as the tip of the Sea of Galilee, and then turned eastward. The towns and their surrounding villages in this area were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Gad. The land given to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua chapter 13, verses 19 through 33. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the half-tribe of Manasseh. Their territory extended from Mahanaim, including all of Bashan, all the former kingdom of King Og, in the 60 towns of Jer and Bashan. It also included half of Gilead and King Og's royal cities of Asheroth and Edrea. All this was given to the clans of the descendants of Machir, who was Manasseh's son. These are the allotments Moses had made while he was on the plains of Moab, across the Jordan River, east of Jericho. But Moses gave no allotment of land to the tribe of Levi, for the Lord, the God of Israel, had promised that he himself would be their allotment. The land divided west of the Jordan. This is Joshua chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. The remaining tribes of Israel received land in Canaan as allotment by Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders. These 9.5 tribes received their grants of land by means of sacred lots, in accordance with the Lord's command through Moses. Moses had already given a grant of land to the 2.5 tribes on the east side of the Jordan River, but he had given the Levites no such allotment. The descendants of Joseph had become 2 separate tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. And the Levites were given no land at all, only towns to live in with surrounding pasture lands for their livestock and all their possessions. So the land was given in strict accordance with the Lord's commands to Moses. Caleb requests his land, Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 15. A delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, "Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So that day Moses solemnly promised me, 'The land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land, and that of your descendants forever, because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God.' Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well as he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise. Even while Israel wandered in the wilderness, today I am 85 years old. I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me out on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. You will remember that as scouts we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said." So Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land. Hebron still belongs to the descendants of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Previously, Hebron had been called Kiriath Arba. It had been named after Arba, a great hero of the descendants of Anak, and the land had rest from war. The land given to the tribe of Judah, Joshua chapter 15, verses 1 through 12. The allotment for the clans of the tribe of Judah reached southward to the border of Edom, as far south as the wilderness of Zin. The southern boundary began at the south bay of the Dead Sea, ran south of Scorpion Pass into the wilderness of Zin, and then went south of Kadesh Barnea to Hezron. Then it went up to Adar, where it turned toward Karka. From there it passed to Asmon until it finally reached the brook of Egypt, which it followed to the Mediterranean Sea. This was their southern border. The eastern boundary extended along the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan River. The northern boundary began at the bay where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea, went up from there to Beth Holgal, then proceeded north of Beth Araba to the stone of Bohan. Bohan was Reuben's son. From that point, it went through the valley of Achor to Debir, turning north toward Gilgal, which is across from the slopes of Adamon on the south side of the valley. From there, the boundary extended to the springs of En-Shemeth and on En-Rogel. The boundary then passed through the valley of Ben-Hammon along the southern slopes of the Jebusites, where the city of Jerusalem is located. Then it went west to the top of the mountain above the valley of Hinnom and on up to the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From there, the boundary extended from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the towns of Mount Ephron. Then it turned toward Baalah, that is Kiriath-Jearim. The boundary circled west of Baalah to Mount Seir, passed along to the town of Kesalon on the northern slope of Mount Jerim, and went down to Beth Shemeth on to Timnah. The boundary then proceeded to the slope of the hill north of Ekron, where it turned towards Shikaron in Mount Baalah. It passed Jabneel and ended in the Mediterranean Sea. The western boundary was the shoreline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries for the clans of the tribe of Judah, the land given to Caleb. Joshua chapter 15, verses 13 through 19. The Lord commanded Joshua to assign some of Judah's territory to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So Caleb was given the town of Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, which had been named after Anak's ancestor. Caleb drove out the three groups of Anakites, the descendants of Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmaiah, the sons of Anak. From there, he went to fight against the people living in the town of Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer." Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, was the one who conquered it, so Aksa became Othniel's wife. When Aksa married Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. And she got down off her donkey. Caleb asked her, "What's the matter?" She said, "Give me another gift. You have already given me land in the Negev. Now please give me springs of water too." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. Guys, I hope you're enjoying this. As we travel through the Bible chronologically, it's a little different. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm really just enjoying the Word of God. And so I hope you'll join me later on as we reach March 27th, which is the towns Judah inherited. That'll be Joshua chapter 15, verses 20 on. Guys, you know, it's just a blessing, I tell you. I hope you guys will be able to join me live on my Facebook page, which is Bible Prophecy for Today. Tonight, it's going to be 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. My pastor, Dr. Randy Davis, is teaching through verse by verse through the book of Revelation. And I hope you guys will be able to join us tonight as we live stream that. And if not, I will have it downloaded and uploaded to YouTube and to our website, which is New Hope Fellowship, RR, as for River Road, New Hope Fellowship, RR, .org. And I hope you guys will be able to join us, either watch it on the website or YouTube, or catch us live on Bible Prophecy for Today's Facebook page. So guys, it's just such a blessing to be able to do this and to read the Word of God. And I'm just, you know, thankful for the Lord's blessing and everything He tells us, and all the gifts that He gives us, we're turned back and glorify Him with them. And I just pray that my talents that He has given me is glorifying Him. And so, guys, with all this, I'm going to get out of here. So get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And to Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. May the good Lord bless us, and may He keep us and just keep giving us His boldness to preach and teach and to tell the truth in these end days. Thank y'all so much for listening, and may God bless each and every one of y'all. Keep looking up, because Lord Jesus is coming soon. So as always, get in the Word of God, let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, may today be the day that the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home.